Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, everyone. It's a happy morning. Morning, Todd. Thank you. You're learning. And our heartiest, warmest congratulations to our children. Also, our deepest thanks to see so many friends and family who have come out in support of these children. And I'm just so impressed by school teachers who come out all the time. And just shows that when they leave that classroom, they don't think of their duties as being finished. That they really love our kids well. And there's a real bond between teacher and child. And so we've got many school teachers who have come out at the request of your kids. Thank you for doing that. We hope you feel our warmest welcome, that we really are glad that you're here, and hope that you find this morning very profitable. You know, if you're new to us at all, and I don't mean just new this morning, new in the last even 6 or 12 months, there could be a question that you find yourself asking. If I was in your spot, I would ask it. And that is, why are they so excited about baptisms? In fact, they just seem pretty excited all around. And I think that's a fair question. I did not grow up in the church. I did not grow up knowing what Jesus had on offer for me. So the first time I ever went into a church was admittedly a bit of a fearful prospect for me. And to come into a church on a baptism Sunday, on Pentecost Sunday, when there's lots of energy, you might feel that all the more. And so I think it's a fair question, why are you so excited about baptisms? I would love to, in a few minutes, see if I could try to provide an answer to that. Sorry, Jerry is here. Missionary in Mexico. Can you just stand up? I didn't. Look at this. Give us a wave. Wow. Jerry, how lovely to see you. Be in prayer for her today. It's a wonderful missionary. Our summer mission team, just so you know that we send her a summer mission team to Mexico. But just in case you think, who makes this possible? Who organizes this? And whose ministry is it down there that we are partnering with? This is Jerry LaBelle. So we were very thankful for her and proud of her. So make sure you get a chance to touch base with her. Okay, so baptisms. Why is this congregation so jolly excited about baptisms? The answer takes us back to the very day that the church was birthed. And by church, I don't just mean via Lethbridge, the day we started. I mean the church in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. Literally the day it was birthed. There were things that happened that explain why we do what we do today and why we feel about the things the way we do. It was called the Day of Pentecost. It was a Jewish feast day. It was a day that in which magnificent things happened, and it was a day worthy of remembrance. So I want to talk about that day in only just like 8 or 10 minutes. And I just want to tell you about 3 things that happened that might have cast some light on what we're doing today. Number one, there was what we call the coming of the gift of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was walking on earth, amongst those that he most closely walked with, he told them, soon I will be going, but another will be coming. I was a gift to you, but the Father is going to send another gift called the Holy Spirit after I leave. So after I ascend and depart, I want you to remain in the ancient city of Jerusalem. Because not many days, you won't have to wait for many days, and this gift of the Holy Spirit will come. So exactly like he said, he died, he rose again, he ascended into heaven, they waited and they prayed. And on the day of Pentecost, this gift that he had spoke to them about, the gift of the Holy Spirit, came in such amazing power. I wish I could tell you more about what happened then. I mean, it was like a 3D movie. There was the sounds, like there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Spirit came and it appeared like there was almost fire coming upon people there. Magnificent things happened and it affected that church. The church was born that day. It had a real effect even on the community. In fact, it drew quite a crowd because people couldn't figure out early in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, what do those people have to be that excited about? And so people who didn't really understand about the Holy Spirit or what is happening couldn't reason to themselves, if these people are that excited and they seem that energetic that early in the morning, they've probably been drinking already. That's actually what the crowd thought. And so they came to Peter and the apostles and they just asked, explain to us, what is happening here that you're so excited about? Second thing, Apostle Peter stands up on a kind of balcony. I've actually been there in Jerusalem where he delivered this sermon. And he spoke to the crowd and says, let me explain to you what's happening. It says, Jesus of Nazareth, who many of you knew, said that this is coming in fulfillment. God said he was going to do this 700 years ago. A prophet called Joel prophesied that one day in the future, God was going to pour out his Holy Spirit like this. And we are in a day of fulfillment. It's happening right today. And then he talks to them about Jesus, how that ruthless men put Jesus to death. But that God knew it was going to happen long before it did. And was going to use that ruthlessness and use his death, as sorrowful as it was, he was going to use it to bring good, bring salvation into the world. And that it didn't stop there. That not only did he die, but God the Father raised him from the dead on the third day. And took him to the language is his right hand, to his place of favor there with him. And that's why the Holy Spirit, this is what he explains to the crowd, the reason the Holy Spirit is coming is because Jesus has ascended. He's resurrected, he's alive. He said he was going to do this and he did. And so Peter delivers just a fantastic sermon that day. Third point. That crowd are very stirred by hearing this message. The Bible says they were cut to the heart. They knew there was truth in this. But they didn't actually know how do you respond to this. Okay, so Jesus is the Messiah. He's God's way of saving the world. He died, but through it our sins can be forgiven. He's raised from the dead. He's sending the Holy Spirit. Like, wow, that's a lot to take in. We want to say yes to this message. And the truth is they said, we don't know how. What do we do? So I'm going to ask you a question before I give you Peter's answer. Let's say you have a whole crowd of people. And they say, hey, I've been thinking about Jesus. I've been seeing him in your life, and you talk about Jesus. I'd like to follow Jesus. What do I do? The question is, what would your answer be? So this was a crowd, 3,000 people. So let's imagine NMAX. Okay? 3,000 people. You're somehow on an elevated place, and they say, we're into this. You don't have to convince us anymore. We want Jesus. We just don't know how to receive him. What do we do? He asks you. What answer would you give them? And was it the same answer that Peter gave them? So this is a little something, I kind of a practice I have. If my answer is different than the early apostles' answer, one of us is probably wrong. And guess who it is? Me. So give you a moment just to think what your answer would be. What would you say to those people? Now let's compare it with the apostolic answer. Now when they heard this sermon, they were cut to the heart, deeply moved. They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, now that's using brothers in the Jewish sense, they are ethnic brothers. What shall we do? How do we respond to this? What do you expect of us? And Peter said to them this answer, repent and be baptized, every one of you. So repent. What does that word mean? Well, it literally means a turning. 180 degree turn. A turning from some things. And it entails a turning to some things. So there's a turning from destructive self-behavior. There's a turning from sin. And anything that would keep us from God. There's a turning from it. A leaving of it. And a turning around. And a turning to Jesus, an embracing of him and his ways and his teaching. So that's the first word, repent and be baptized. Repentance and baptism are inseparable. So notice baptism isn't like a little footnote. It's not like repent and three or four years later we'll talk to you about baptism, because it's not as important as that. That's not true. This is the apostolic answer. Repent and be baptized. They go together. Like love and marriage. Okay, when you love someone, want to spend the rest of your life with them, you make a covenant at marriage. When people love Jesus and want to spend the rest of eternity with them, they make a covenant at baptism. So repent and be baptized. Some of you. Those of you who feel warmly disposed toward it. What did Peter say? All of you. in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. What's going to happen? Forgiveness of sins. That's why baptism goes together with repentance, because the water is a divine imagery that just like water washes the body, so God, through baptism and the Holy Spirit, washes our souls. The forgiveness of sins. And you will receive what? The gift of the Holy Spirit. So God's primary gift, the best gift he gives, is the gift of his Son. And right alongside that, the gift of his Spirit. Those are God's two best gifts. For this promise is to who? It's to you and to your children. That's why we have children's baptisms. So this passage, this sermon, hasn't affected us just a little bit. It's literally shaped us. Repent and be baptized. Because this promise is for your whole family. It's to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, everyone whom the Lord calls to himself. So I just wonder, just before I hand it over to Jep, these children are here today because even though they're young in the years, they heard God call them to himself. In their own way, they have recognized God calling them to himself. And they have said, yes. What do you do when you say yes? Repent and be baptized. And so before we move on, just, there may be people here today, and there may be some lights going on. You may find yourself thinking, I've wanted to believe in God and didn't know how to do it. I have somehow wanted to say yes to Jesus, and I'm asking the same question. I don't really know how to do that. I don't know what to do. I didn't grow up in a church. So when I came into this world, this was as foreign to me as traveling to the remote part of the world and going into a country and a culture and a language that I was unfamiliar. Church felt like that for me. I even remember being here once on a back row, 13, 14 years of age, and God speaking to me. And this is what he told me. Just because you're amongst Christians does not yet mean you are one of them. It takes more than just hanging out with Christians to be a Christian. You could spend lots of time in your garage. It probably won't make you an automobile. Just hanging out with Christians doesn't make you a Christian. So I got the point, but I still didn't know what to do. I was so foreign, I hadn't read these words yet. And so you may be here today saying, I'd like God in my life. I'd like to know Jesus. I'd like to have my sins forgiven. I just didn't know how to get there. And so we will read this one more time. You take it to your heart, and if that's you, come and find one of us afterwards and speak to us. And we will help you to get to know Jesus for yourself. One last time. And when they heard this sermon, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because this promise is for you. Not just for the kids here today, it's for you. And for all who are far off, and for your children, excuse me, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. May the Lord bless you. Jep, come and lead us from here.
Thank you, Bishop Todd. There's only so many bishops in our world. You think I could get that straight? Well, we could have the kids who are getting baptized in the service come and join us up here on the stage. Well, this is an exciting moment. This is definitely the highlight of my year. The day that it's adoption day, the day the papers are signed, the officialness of it takes place where these kids, come on right down here, guys, slide down towards Owen here. Slide on down here, guys. Spread yourselves out here. Spread out all the way along, all the way down to the end here, Owen. This is a special day where the adoption takes place officially and in every way, where these kids become part of God's family. So part of, we have a couple different groups of kids here today. We have, we've learned studying the early church that they put a great emphasis on training people at the same time as they were getting baptized and how important that was. And it was called catechism. And so we embraced the idea and we're surprised at how effective it really is to the efforts of putting training together with our baptism and how it prepares us for all the innumerable benefits that there are to be part of God's family. It prepares us to go into that well and to enjoy it, all that we have there. And so we have two groups here. We have a group that are 9 years old and older. You have to be 9 years old to take the class, because these are not like, you know, these aren't like the adult catechism classes. These are like 2 hours, 13 weeks, studying hard. You got to take notes. You know, I don't think any of that happens in the adult one. It's like a piece of cake in the adult one. So the kids are pushed hard. They understand that training is important, and so we push them. We train them. And so we set the age at 9 so they can really be at a place to receive. So several of these kids have gone through our full catechism class and are ready to be baptized today. But there's also some here who aren't quite 9 yet, but are like, I want to be baptized. I'm ready to be baptized. And so what about those kids? What about me? And so we wanted to make a way for the kids who were ready to be baptized, but just not ready for catechism, to be part of this. And so they come to the last class that we do, and they learn about baptism a little deeper and everything that's involved and how special it is. And so some of these kids have gone through that process as well. And there's one other group. I don't see him up here. There's some who were baptized earlier, and now they're of the age where they've become 9, and they've taken the class as well. I don't think we have those ones up here today. But we're going to have more and more that are going to be in that boat in the coming days, where they take the full catechism after their baptism, so they can enjoy it even further. So that's the different groups we have here today. So now's the time for you to find out what's in their heart. What has brought them, led them to this place? Why are they here to be baptized today? You guys ready to tell everybody that? Yes? Okay. Well, let's start with the small guy on the end here. He's under 9, but we let him come to the class anyway. Are you on steroids, young man? We got to ask that question before we baptize you.
Hi, my name's Owen, and I want to get baptized because I've always like wanted to, and like just it's another step in knowing Him better and knowing the Heavenly Father better.
Yeah. Owen's come for a long time. He started coming on a bus. That's how Owen started coming to church here, many, many years ago. Hey, bud, many moons ago. And people still pick him up today and bring him to church. And it's a real privilege to be here with you today, Owen. You ready to be part of God's family?
Yes.
Forever and for all time?
Yes.
You love Him with all your heart?
Yes.
If you watch Owen worship, you can tell he loves the Lord. So it's exciting today to baptize you, bud. Special day. Awesome, Owen. And who do we have here? This one looks like he's about 13 or so.
8.
8. Okay. Not quite at the cutoff. And what's your name and why do you want to be baptized today?
I'm Z, and I want to be baptized because I want to be a part of my God's family forever, and I want to take communion.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? There's a lot of these kids recognize the value, and one of the benefits of being in God's family is coming to His table and the benefits that are there, and there's a longing in their hearts to participate in communion. They're seeing something special there, and so that's awesome, buddy. You're ready to be part of His family?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to baptize you today, bud. Slide over here. Young lady, tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
I'm Kira, and I want to get baptized because I want to be a part of God's family.
Awesome. And you're going to love and serve Him all the days of your life?
Yes.
What if this young lady beside you decides she's not going to serve the Lord anymore? Are you still going to serve Him?
Yes.
What if your friends at school stop serving Him?
Yes.
Yes, you'll stop serving Him?
No.
Oh, okay. Just testing. That was a test. You passed beautifully. Excellent. We're going to baptize you today. Young lady, how old are you?
6, and my name is Ayla, and I want to be close to God to be his family.
Aw, and you come from a pretty special family, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do you know I'm your uncle?
Yes.
So I just wanted to find out, who of all your uncles, who's your favorite uncle?
It's actually not...
Wrong, you failed, sorry. He's a pretty cool uncle too, isn't he? Yeah. Are you're ready to be in God's family?
Yes.
Forever and ever?
Yes.
You love him with all your heart?
Yes.
All right, kiddo, we're going to baptize you today. That's awesome. And tell us your name and why you want to be baptized.
My name is Elon, and I want to be baptized because I want to be one with Jesus.
Aw. And did you know that I'm your uncle?
You are not my uncle.
You're right. But I wish I was. But you're ready to be in God's family today?
Yes.
Forever?
Yes.
You love him with your whole heart?
Yes.
All right, kiddo, slide over here. Hello, young lady. Tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
My name's Amy. I want to be baptized because the Bible says that baptism is a picture of Jesus washing me clean. Of all my sin, I want to become one with Christ. And I want to receive God's love for me because his love is one of a kind.
Wow. Well said. I wasn't prepared for that. And you know I'm your uncle?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm your dad. Okay. Sorry, that was got me going a little bit there. Whew. I might need someone to come take over here for a few minutes. All right, sweetie, tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
I'm Olivia, and I want to be baptized because I want to be closer to God.
Aw, and you love him with your whole heart?
Yes.
You ready to be in his family?
Yes.
You ready to do the dishes?
Yeah, no.
You can't be in the family if you're not going to do the dishes.
I'll do the dishes.
Okay, good answer. All right. Well, sweetie, we are excited to baptize you today. Slide over here. Tell us your name. Why you want to be baptized today?
My name's Tessa, and I want to be baptized because then I get to be one with God.
Oh, man. And you're also one with his family, too, hey? You're part of his family. And you know what question is coming next, right?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes.
Yes, I am your uncle. All right, young man, tell us why you want to be baptized today.
My name's Ben, and I want to be baptized because I want to be washed clean and I want to be part of God's family.
Oh, awesome, buddy. And you love him with your whole heart?
Yeah.
You ready to do this today?
Yeah.
You know you're going to get wet, right?
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah.
All right. You know you can't get taller than your Uncle Jep, right, in this family? There's a line here you can't cross, okay? All right, bud. We're excited to baptize you. All right, young man, tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
My name is Seth, and I want to be baptized because in the Bible, God tells us to. He says in John 14-16 that if we love him, we should keep his commandments. I love Jesus, so I want to join him in his death and resurrection and have him wash my sins away. I want to remember Jesus in communion and be in God's family and enjoy all the good things he promises me.
Wow. All right. Well, can we sign you up to teach our catechism classes next year?
No.
No? I had to try. All right, Seth, you sound ready to me, bud, to be baptized. Awesome, buddy. All right, young lady, tell us your name and why you want to be baptized.
My name is Megan, and I want to be baptized because I want to be closer to God and to be adopted into his family.
Oh, awesome, sweetie. You love him with your whole heart?
Yes.
You ready to do this?
Yes.
You're not too old to do this, are you?
No.
can never be too old, right?
Right.
Even if you were 99, is it still okay?
Yes.
Had to think about that. Yes. Well, we're excited to baptize you today, sweetie. Come on over here, bud. Right beside me here. Tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
My name is Zach, and I want to be a new child in God's family.
You want to be a child in God's family? Well, we're excited to baptize you today, bud. Do you think that's a pretty good family to be in?
Yes.
Do you think it might even be the best family in the whole world?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want God as your father?
Yes.
How about me as your mother?
No.
All right. I think he's ready. You're ready to be baptized? He can't be tricked easily, by the way. All right, Zach, we're excited to baptize you, bud. All right, tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
My name is Ben, and I want to be baptized because I want to be part of God's family and take communion.
Oh, awesome, buddy. What do you think is so special about communion?
It's about the Last Supper.
Uh-huh. Is it like your Last Supper, or what do you think about the wine? You think it's going to be okay?
Yeah.
You can handle it?
Yeah.
Have you had any before?
Yeah.
Which, want to point out your parents to us? Just kidding. Okay. You love the Lord with all your heart, bud?
Yes.
You're ready to follow Him all the days of your life?
Yes.
All right. Come on over here. We're going to baptize you. Hey, Buster.
My name is Zeke, and I want to be baptized because then I can learn about God and take His sins, and He can wash me away.
Wow. You were ready for that answer, hey? You're ready to do this, bud?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Do you want your mom in the tank with you?
No.
All right. Well, bud, you love the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
You excited to become a part of His family forever and ever today?
Yes.
What are you going to do when we get to heaven? Like you have forever and ever in heaven. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you got some time to think about it. All right, bud, that's going to be exciting. All right, down the line here. Tell us your name. Now, a little story about this young man. I got a call from a parent at 10 o'clock last night while I was trying to go to sleep, get ready for today. Somebody's parents had the nerve to call me at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. And they're like telling me, I don't think my child is going to be baptized. And I hear in the background, I want to be baptized. And who was that in the background?
Me.
When you heard your parents, they just got home and they had heard that it maybe wasn't going to work out because grandma and grandpa couldn't make it, so they were going to maybe wait. But somebody didn't like that idea too much. Was that you?
Yes.
So you wanted to be baptized?
Yes.
Tell us why you want to be baptized.
I want to get baptized because I want to join God's family.
Awesome, buddy. Sounds like you're pretty excited about this.
I am.
And do you want to say anything to grandma and grandpa in case they're watching on the video?
Sure.
What would you like to say?
Hi.
Do you love your grandma and grandpa?
Yes.
Do you wish they were here?
Yes.
Are you going to wait for them to get here? Are you going to wait for them to get here?
No.
All right, bud. You love the Lord with all your heart?
Yes.
You ready to be baptized today?
Yes.
All right. Do I smell good? I'll take that as a yes. Okay, thank you. All right, we're at the end of the line here. Tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
My name's Logan, and I want to be baptized because I want to be closer to God, more like Jesus, and also He tells us to be baptized.
So you want to obey Jesus today?
Yes.
You want to be His follower?
Yes.
His disciple?
Yes.
Part of His family?
Yes.
Live forever with Him?
Yes.
Enjoy all the benefits of being in the family of God?
Yes.
All right. Come on over here, buddy. We're going to baptize you today. Last but not least, tell us your name and why you want to be baptized today.
My name is Josh, and I want to be baptized because I want to be part of God's family and have my sins washed away.
All right. You ready to do that?
Yeah.
To let that happen in the tank?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit's going to wash you, cleanse you.
Yeah.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah.
So squeaky, we could squeak your ears clean, like squeak, squeak. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, bud. All right, well, this is our group here today. You think they're ready to be baptized? Oh. Well, I hate to break the news, but they're not. We have to say the vows first, sorry. So let's all stand up, and we're going to have the Apostles' Creed put on the screen. And this is an opportunity for you to renew your vows from your baptism, to think back of the commitment you made. And maybe your baptism didn't even have vows. It was done in a different way. And this is just an opportunity to embrace even deeper and fuller the beautiful things that happen at our baptism. So let's all say this together. You guys ready? They've been memorizing this. You're ready? All right. I no matter how many times I do this, there's a chance that I put the words in the wrong order. And so I may have to cheat a little bit and look at the wall to make sure I don't mess you up. Are you ready? On the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.5, 7. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, a communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now we'll have our vows, our baptism vows, that you can reply yes to if you believe in this. And you can as well, congregation, you can respond with a yes to. Do you believe in one God who has revealed himself as the Heavenly Father, the glorious Son, and as the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do you turn away from the world, its corruptions, the stinky devil and his temptations, and your own selfish desires? Do you turn from those? And do you turn to Christ as the only way by which to be saved from your sin by giving him the place of Lord in your life? Yes. And are you willing to let the Holy Spirit lead you and grow you in loving God through a commitment to prayer, worship, and reading his word? And lastly, are you willing to let the Holy Spirit lead you and grow you into loving others above yourself, starting with your family, secondly, in your church family, and thirdly, in the world around you? Yes? All right. Do you think they're ready now? Yeah. Now they're ready. All right. What we're going to do is take them over and baptize them. When they're done being baptized, Bishop Todd is going to confirm their baptism and pray for the Holy Spirit to fill them, to baptize them. And while they're doing that, while this is all happening, we invite you to worship the Lord, celebrate, cheer, and pray for these kids that they would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. When they have been prayed for, we ask that families, we're going to ask you to wait until the end of the service to pray for your kids. We'll line them up here and we'll invite the family to come and congregation members to come pray blessing on these kids. But immediately after they've been baptized, they're going to sit back down and then they're going to participate in their first communion. All right. One of the benefits. One of the many benefits. All right, guys, you can go over there and line up. And Melinda's going to lead us, not Melissa. I think I called you Melissa to her service. Melinda is going to lead us and worship. Why don't you stand, congregation? Let's worship and celebrate and join with the angels of heaven, who the Bible says party every time one sinner repents. So there's got to be one awesome party today.
champion of heaven. You made a way for all to enter in. You don't have to come, but you always do. Show up in splendor and change.
Okay, we'll ask everybody to take their seats. Because those who were just baptized will, this will be their first communion. And there'll be lots of time afterwards for us to go greet them and celebrate them, every one of them. But in the meantime, if we could ask parents to take your seats, and children, that means some of you guys. Wonderful. I just know that these young people are looking forward to their first communion. And then we'll have the whole rest of the day to be with them and to celebrate them and congratulate them. Amen. You ever seen anything more wonderful than that? Wonderful. So from the bottom of our hearts, we say, hallelujah. Christ is risen. So the invitation, all who are willing, as these young people are, to share in Christ's death and to rise with him in new life, to put aside your sins, to be reconciled with your neighbor, to obey your risen Lord, draw near now with faith and receive in this sacrament the bread of life. And make your humble confession to your Heavenly Father. So before we do our public confession, I just give you a moment of silence. What would you bring to God? What burdens would you ask Him to take? Which of our sins and shortfalls would we have him remove from us? Also, this is a table of unity. Hear the words of St. Paul. We are one body because we eat of one bread. And so before we come to the Lord's table, we expunge from our hearts any disunity. Any unforgiveness. Knowing that how can we receive a rich and full forgiveness if we will not offer it to others. So take a moment before our public confession. To do that kind of work in your heart that needs to be done.